Alan Muscat is a wild foods educator. Now, he's based in Asheville, North Carolina. Many people call him the Mushroom Man. He calls himself a philosophorager. Now, 20 years ago, he founded No Taste Like Home, a nonprofit educational organization that offers forage-to-table events. Muscat is also the founder of a public wild foods education program. Now, its goal is to have every child in the United States be able to safely identify and harvest the 10 most common wild foods in their area. Well, producer Carla Seidel joined one of Muscat's foraging tours and brings us a taste of his philosophy.
Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm Alan Muscat. I'm a wild foods educator. I like to call myself a philosophorager. I have a philosophy degree. I hunted for restaurants for many years and sold. Now I just teach. I do tours, and mushrooms are my specialty, but I've diversified, and there's over 100 things I can show people here.
And there's a lot of these plants that we're passing are edible.
You know, foraging's increasing in popularity probably behind wild foods in general. It's familiar through the words local and sustainable, green. That's all true of wild foods, and I think it would be arguable for any other type of food.
What did you just dig up there, Nick?
I'm not totally sure, but I think that it might be wild ginger.
I've done ginger ale with it. I've made a root beer with it. And I've used it in, you know, curries and stuff like that.
Fresher food is shockingly more nutritious.
What it has is protein. That's why like a portobello will taste so meaty. Sometimes as much as meat or milk. Some mushrooms have more than others, but they all have minerals and vitamins.
It stands to reason that we are evolved to eat wild food. We're designed to eat it. We've been eating it for millions of years. And so people understand that GMOs, you know, and chemicals and things are unnatural, you know, frankenfoods. But they don't realize that genetic modification is thousands of years old. You know, the moment we started selecting so that we have eventually a big fat apple that is sweet and bland, not tough, not full of seeds, thin skin, shiny, all these things, they're selecting out the nutrition.
Jambalaya, catfish pie, filet gumbo. So sassafras leaves is what gumbo's made gummy with. And they should smell like what? What do they smell like? How about lemon or Fruit Loop cereal?
I grew up eating junk food and fast food. And I got sick based on not just the sugar roller coaster, but the roller coaster of stress that's endemic to civilization. Like I've had a lot of anxiety. So that, you know, it's a physical manifestation too, and a psychological one of growing up in this culture of struggle and fear and scarcity.
I don't know that any of these that we've seen so far are poison.
We call it scarcity.
Where, here? Those tiny ones? Okay, wait, there's a bunch here. See, it's hard to get anywhere when there's too many mushrooms. This is a wild garlic, so this tiny thing is a clove of garlic.
It's funny, it may sound counterintuitive because we have, you know, glut of junk, but we have a scarcity of time because we work so hard to live. And of course, we might do it to buy things, and we might have a lot of things, so it may not feel scarce. We have a scarcity of love, of connection, well, things that we naturally get in a different... I'm not saying just American, but worldwide, what we call developed nations have an extremely scarce reality.
We didn't get to eat that.
Yeah, that's what we're doing right now. He's going to cook it for us.
Iron Chef, you heard of that show? They once had a mushroom episode, and the guy said, "The secret to good mushroom is never let them take a bath." Yeah, butter, salt, garlic. It's...
I mean, I've chosen to use the word home and the idea of it to name my whole business, No Taste Like Home. The mission is to engender a sense of home, to help people feel at home in this life. And that's not just in the woods. It's to be comfortable with nature, including human nature. Home is where you're surrounded by friends and family and you feel safe and provided for.
This is a very tender
perfect chicken of the woods.
Okay, here it comes. You earned it. One bowl, family style. There's spoons, fingers, fighting.
Where's my bite?
You touched me so much.
Oh, good. It's really good. I like it. Wait,
I have a question for you. That's what I think I'm experiencing more, and I would like to communicate through wild foods. This feeling that the Garden of Eden is real, and it's a choice we've made, we make every day, to take what's freely given as a gift, or to struggle to do it ourselves, to replace it with what we think is better.
That was forager Alan Muscat, founder of No Taste Like Home. Carla Seidel is an independent producer and multidisciplinary artist.